Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Let's go. Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Hope you're doing great on this Wednesday. Scott, are you doing great? Or subgrade.
I will tell you that since the weather has turned warmer,
yeah,
I'm doing pretty great.
You know, let me tell you something. Last night was the first night this year that I sat outside on the porch, Tiger game on the laptop, had a beer in shorts, and was perfectly comfortable and very happy. Very happy.
And yeah, when I came home from the golf on Monday, came home and so my mom's car was still in the driveway. I knew that she was there watching a dog or hanging outside with the dog. Saw that she was outside sitting in the chair that I'd set up there. And I got a glass of water for her, grabbed a beer for myself, sat out back and enjoyed the next couple hours just having a couple beers and enjoying the beautiful weather we had.
What would be mom's beer of choice if she was going to have a beer?
Well, she'll only have beer if she's having chicken.
Is that right?
That's right.
She's got a policy?
There's a policy, yeah. If she has chicken, she's got to try. She has to have like a sip of beer. She really doesn't drink, but she'll have a sip here and there of stuff.
That's fantastic.
So it would be probably a light beer. Yeah.
Okay.
She used to like Amstel Light a lot.
Did she?
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. Well, yeah. Getting outside. You know, when night falls and you don't have to go in because it's gotten cold.
No.
It didn't. I felt like it didn't even get chilly last night. I'm like, yes!
I mean, I'm eyeing my fire pit anyway. Like, oh, I got all the stacked wood. I can start, you know, really just sitting outside and enjoying it. I think that's, we'll see how the weather is tomorrow. We got the afternoon game tomorrow. I'm guessing that when that game's done, I ain't going to want to have another beer. Maybe just kind of sit outside.
He's pre-planning his beers, people. Put him on your Google Cal.
Yeah, that's what I do. Yeah, but so, that Oberon Light, I'm telling you, get yourself some Oberon Light.
I gotta try it. I gotta finish off. we got some beers in the fridge. We gotta finish off before we make another purchase. I will say this: I enjoyed last night even more because, in my opinion, we just finished the worst weather month in my lifetime. Not the worst weather per se, but the most below expectation. By the time May rolls around, it's supposed to be heating up. May sucked.
May was awful.
May 2025 will go down in the calendars. The worst weather month so far in my lifetime. Now, there have been, like, I like the snow in the winter, and I expect it to snow in the winter. I don't expect it to feel like it's going to snow in May. But anyway. So now that we have some good weather, I'm loving every minute of it. All right, so I mentioned this before the break. Didn't expect to see this, but there were odds put out by the fine folks at betonline.ag regarding some players that may become available. Two of the more maddening players in the league were traded in a package for one another before NBA training camp started. Karl Anthony Towns and Julius Randle switched teams this year and both thrived in their new environments as the Knicks made the conference finals in for the first time in 25 years, and the T-Wolves went back for a second year in a row. Unfortunately for both teams, some frustrating habits slash career traits reared their ugly heads. Cat was clueless on defense, especially in the pick and roll, while Randle's bad body language and lack of hustle reappeared after a terrific second-round series. Will either player be wearing a new uniform next season? The odds makers opened odds for the next team for both players. Karl Anthony Towns. Should he move on? The favorite to land Karl Anthony Towns. The Phoenix Suns at 4-1. The Detroit Pistons are 5-1. Karl Anthony Towns. Julius Randle. Favorite to land Julius Randle. The Detroit Pistons at 4-1. Charlotte Hornets 5-1. Boston 6-1. Miami 7-1. Toronto 9-1. Phoenix 10-1. Could either of these things happen? And would you want Julius Randle or Karl Anthony Towns? Here's the thing about Karl Anthony Towns. On the offensive end, he's amazing. I couldn't stand playing against him.
Right.
And I feel like he has an amazing ability to have his body like in the lane, but his arms well outside the lane and get a shot off, if that makes any sense. And he seems to have limitless range with that little push shot of his that's pretty effective out to three. But correct me if I'm wrong, he is owed $53 million next year and $57 million the year after that.
Oh.
And then there is a player option for $61 million the year after that.
Well, that's a bit hefty. Mm-hmm. He definitely is in part what the Pistons are looking for. I mean, he was a 21-12 guy in the playoffs.
Yep.
But the lack of defensive effort doesn't seem to fly with what the Pistons are building on. And that kind of financial commitment is way too much to take on.
Julius Randle, this is a scorer, but not necessarily a shooter. He's at 30 years old. He is owed $31 million next year before becoming an unrestricted free agent.
Now, Randle did shoot 38% in the playoffs from three-point land.
What did he shoot during the regular season?
34.
Okay. Well,
he's a 33.4% shooter in his career from three-point.
I mean, he's not a terrible three-point shooter. He's not as much of a strength either, but okay.
No, and he's only played in the postseason three times. And he's been a 33% shooter during those years. This was by far his best season in the playoffs was this year.
Okay. Interest in him.
Look, I don't know enough to say, oh, yeah, for sure. I just know he's got good size and he can score. What was the financial commitment with him?
$31 million next year.
It seems like it's too much. There might be better options to go with role players.
Yeah.
That would help this team out as opposed to, you know, trying to find that, not unicorn, but that really good piece that seems to make all the sense in the world. Seems like you got to draft a guy like that and develop that guy.
There are other players that I would prefer over him, and we'll get to that in a minute. Why do you think, and Kang, I want to bring you in on this as well. Why do you think Detroit is listed with such good odds to land Karl Anthony Towns and is the favorite to land Julius Randle should he leave Minnesota?
I think this is a national perspective of thinking, oh, the Pistons are close, go get a big star, when it's not the case. If you actually follow the Pistons and you see them on a daily basis and how they operate and what they've said to from the front office is they're not going to go get most likely that big name. But I think outside looking in, you're like, hey, you got Cade Cunningham. You need one more guy kind of like him on his level to advance in this league. And I think that's why maybe those odds are where they are.
Now, if you're... Because automatically I'm thinking, okay, should they re-sign Malik Beasley? And does that take care of the scoring thing? But Malik Beasley means it's another guard. If you're going to hang on to Jaden Ivey, which I hope they do, and see what they have there, is that too many guards trying to compete for the scoring? So if you don't bring Malik Beasley back, then it makes sense to go out and try to get a scoring threat that's a bigger player. I could see that. But that financial commitment is massive for both players.
All right, next up, Mark Stein is reporting that the Pistons are eyeing a couple of players. One is Indiana's Miles Turner. The other is Minnesota's Naz Reid. So I'm not sure that Miles Turner's leaving Indiana. Naz Reid is interesting. He is expected to opt out of a $15 million deal, so he'll want north of that. He is on the younger side. He's 25. He's got a really pretty stroke from three, and he is a better, pretty decent three-point shooter. He's like the stretch 4-5 that many teams are after. I kind of like the Naz Reid possibility. Any thoughts on Miles Turner or Naz Reid?
Well, Miles Turner is, that's a guy who blocks shots. He plays defense, kind of like that. And he's involved in scoring. He's going to get you 15 points a night. I'm not sure
he's really going to be available.
I don't know if he's going to be available either, but I mean, it'd be interesting. I think there's no question the Pistons are looking to add a size player, somebody of substance at forward or centered position, because they're an undersized team when it comes to that. So Turner at 6'11", 250 pounds, plays defense. I like it.
If there's truly accessibility towards him,
accessibility, be interested.
Kang, what do you make? Naz Reid, Miles Turner?
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Naz Reid for the Pistons. This is kind of like that stretch four they've been looking for. You're not going to get the high-end guy, but Naz Reid, he can hit the three. He comes off the bench, gives that second unit a boost like Malik Beasley does. I know he's been quoted as saying he views himself as a starter, and that's cool with me too. If like someone like Tobias Harris wants to go to the bench, or maybe he doesn't want to, but the coaching staff tells him, hey, it's best for the team if you come off the bench. We have Naz Reid now. I think he's perfect for what the Pistons need. What does he want money-wise? I know he declined a $15 million player option, so he's going to probably want something, I'm guessing, in the $20 million range. But that's the NBA now, man. Everyone's making big money. You just read off what Cat and Julius Randle make. That's like, those are the high-end guys. But these other guys, they're not too far behind as just how much they cost.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely looking at this, and I would say more intrigued by Naz Reid. Out of the four names that got mentioned, as far as true accessibility to that player, and how do they fit and what do they cost? Naz Reid feels to me like it'd be a smart signing.
Yeah, he's more of a Piston player. I think Cat and Julius, besides the price tag already, they're priced out. They're not the type of player I think the Pistons are looking for. Too many times Julius Randle loses focus on the court and he's not playing enough defense. Same thing with Cat defensively. He could be a liability. Offensively, those guys have tremendous upside and skill sets. But defensively, I don't think that's what the Pistons are looking for. I think Naz Reid more so. Miles Turner's rim protector, can shoot the three, but I think he goes back to Indiana. I think Naz Reed's the perfect guy.
Plus, Naz Reid, they call him Big Jelly.
Do we have peanut butter?
We can find one.
And what about cheese?
I don't think that goes with Big Jelly.
Well, I mean, we just took a bunch of text on it. And calls it. Yeah.
That's the most Gator observation in this whole thing. Get him, Big Jelly.
Nickname Big Jelly.
248-539-9797. Any of those names that you'd go all out to get makes the most sense to you. It's Carson Anderson coming up. 135. Wait till you hear what this person tried to smuggle in a carry-on.
Nope. Nope.
Are you sure about that?
Nope.
135 for that. 97.1 the ticket.
Hey, are you in the market for new garage doors? If you are, I got great news for you. The perfect folks to call are Precision Garage Door Service. They've got a warehouse that's chock full of brand new garage doors just waiting to be sold. Do what I did. Give them a call today at 1-800-DOOR-REPAIR or check them out online at precisiondoormi.com. They're going to come out, walk you through the entire process. You're going to pick out the perfect doors. All the options are right there in front of you. And you might have a new garage door installed in 24 hours. Like I said, that whole warehouse they've got that allows them to move quickly. Give them a call today, 1-800-DOOR-REPAIR, or visit precisiondoormi.com.
Okay, we've mentioned a couple times it's National Cheese Day. And with it being National Cheese Day, throughout the show, we've asked, I know how Gator is, he's a cheese enthusiast.
I enjoy cheese.
He is a big cheese guy. And so I'm like, I'm going to ask Gator a bunch of cheese questions. What is atypical of us is we need more audience involvement. We promote audience involvement. If you have any specific cheese questions you would like Gator, our show cheese expert, if you have any
expert aficionado, I do enjoy cheese, but
well, I think you're an expert relative to me. Maybe not Kang, but anyway, point being, if you have any cheese questions you'd like to fire at Gator,
we can discuss.
Yeah.
It's a discussion. No, text him over.
Yeah, text him over at 248-539-9797. Maybe he can either help you answer, you know, a debate between friends. You know, we've done what? We've done cheese on apple pie. We've done how do you feel about cottage cheese. We did your cheese rankings. Double cheese on pizza. Are you a fan of that? Which he is.
Yeah.
And then Parmesan on top of that. So anyway, 248-539-9797. If there are any cheese debate points that you would like us to bring up. Okay. So feedback coming in regarding that Piston stuff. Interesting. It's going to be one of these off seasons where we see our team's name involved with a number of available players. And, you know, so the odds were put out if Julius Randle and Karl-Anthony Towns leave their teams. Detroit was on the near the top of the list of favored organizations that could land both those players. Not at the same time, but I mean, they were the favorite to land Julius Randle. They were second favorite to get Karl-Anthony Towns. Then Mark Stein has a newsletter, and I'm kind of surprised Yahoo had this, and I found the newsletter was behind a paywall, but they said Detroit was looking at Miles Turner. They're interested in Miles Turner if he indeed doesn't re-up with Indiana and hits the open market. And the other one is Naz Reid, who I think 10 to 2 is in favor of Naz Reid more than any of these possibilities, given all of the factors, which includes price. 248-539-9797 if you want to continue these discussions. And we do have some texts. The Pistons need defense right now. Neither Cat or Randle can provide what we need. I don't disagree with that.
Well, they don't have a whole lot of size, right? Mm-hmm. You know, to get those rim protectors, it'd be nice to have that. And is that the missing piece, or are they going to have to chase that unicorn of that guy who is 6'10" or bigger, protects the rim, and knocks down 3-point shots, and you can count on for, you know, 17 and 12 a night? That's a unicorn, isn't it?
Yeah, I've had two random NBA player crushes, and one of them ended up in Detroit, Dennis Schroeder, but the other that's available this year, right, is Bobby Portis from Milwaukee. And he is a free agent, if I'm not wrong. Is this a year to get Bobby Portis? I've loved Bobby Portis. 3-and-D guy.
Have you?
Yeah. I'm not sure Bobby Portis is the player he once was, though. But 248-539-9797. Miles Turner and Isaiah Stewart got beef. Well, there are things that would have to get over. Yes, they do. But, yeah, that would be, sometimes free agency leads to strange marriages. But next text, I'd like to add Reid. I think he'd be an asset on the floor and in the locker room. He fits more of what we need in a big who can stretch the floor. So the one thing about a big that can stretch the floor that I find really interesting is his shot. His shot doesn't look like a big man's shot. Like he's got a good shot. And, you know, I mean, the numbers would reflect it, but he looks, you know how big sometimes they're good from, like Karl-Anthony Towns' 3-point shot is so ugly. It's effective.
It's his line drive that, and he takes it from well beyond the arc.
Mm-hmm. Which is impressive.
Yeah. But I think a large part it's done that way because he wants to get the shot off before somebody comes over, because it's not like his vertical leap.
Dude, he's got
special.
No lift.
Yeah. It's just, let me get this. The shot up before this guy comes over. So if I have to shoot from 27 feet, I will.
In the modern NBA, he might be the most effective player with no lift. Now, he is a massive individual who can get shots off from all different kinds of angles, which makes him incredibly effective.
So I saw this. It was in the Free Press from Omari Sankofa, mm-hmm. who talked about different free agents that the Pistons could be eyeing. and makes a case for each one of them that he was looking at. One of them is center Brook Lopez. Now, in games I watch,
an important statistic indeed.
Brook Lopez seems to always knock down a really critical shot against the Pistons.
Yeah.
Big guy, 37% chance for 37% shooter from three. He's 17 years into the league.
I was about to say, how old is he?
But he's still producing. The guy still averages, you know, over 13 points a game. He's not playing as much as he did, but still he's a guy who can give you points. He's coming off a year where he made $23 million. I'm guessing in year 18, you're not going to get anywhere near that now that your contract is done if you're a free agent. Does a guy like that make sense? Again, I'm not looking for the unicorn. I'm looking for somebody to come off the bench and give you that size and the ability to knock down an outside shot.
Do you have his numbers in front of you?
I just have what he did last year, but okay. I can't find other numbers.
Well, I guess I can look it up too. My question is, how many career playoff games has that guy played? Because it feels like it's a lot. So you're bringing in a veteran player to sort of add to that Tobias Harris resume of guys who know what it takes to win in the playoffs. He won an NBA championship, and I would suspect he's played a ton of playoff games.
I will tell you that, well, he played five this year, but in his career, he has competed a ton of the postseason, 89 games, 88 starts.
Okay.
And as a playoff performer, he has shot 33% from three-point land. He's averaged 14 points and six rebounds.
Could be one of those signings that...
And he blocked shots, almost two block shots.
That you're under the radar, not huge, but he's a big player. I mean, just not a huge signing, but you'd find that, you know, come game nights and when the season starts, he's a player that's helping you win.
Now, there was another name that I saw on this list that I wanted to get Kang's opinion on. This is from Omari Sankofa. Don't shoot the messenger here. He had, I think it was 11 free agents the Pistons could target. How would you feel about adding guard Cameron Payne?
Oh, dude, stop. Stop. Are you trying to trigger
it's
me?
It's not me. This is Omari Sankofa for the Free Press.
Is he trying to trigger me?
Maybe.
No way. No way. No how.
That's a bridge too far.
Veteran guard has more than 70 games of playoff experience under his belt, including this season with the Knicks. He takes care of the ball, can knock down a three-pointer. He's a 36.8% shooter from three.
Does the dance team need new routines or something?
And then the last name I will present that Omari presented was one that I loved, just because the short time he was here previously.
Oh, God. Boban?
No, but you know I love Boban. Plumdog Millionaire.
Oh, yeah.
Mason Plumlee. Says the former Piston was a full-time starter during his stint with the franchise in 2021. 5 years later, coming off a one-year run with the Suns, he's still capable rotation big and would soak up any remaining minutes behind Duren and Stewart. Again, it's just another guy coming off the bench. I'm not looking for someone to supplant anybody in the starting lineup. Would that make sense? Getting Plumdog back.
I suppose that's better than Cameron Payne. All right.
For Kang's sake, anyway.
We're going to do...
Head cheese is better than Cameron Payne.
You ready for 10 texts?
Yes.
So tomorrow the NBA Finals start. Today the Stanley Cup Finals start. So in order... Not who you think is going to win. Who do you want to win? So Edmonton versus Florida. Then Oklahoma City versus Indiana. 10 texts right now. Who are you rooting for? Make sure you sign your texts. Just want to know who you're rooting for. Give us a Stanley Cup. Who you want to win the Stanley Cup. And who do you want to win the NBA Finals? 248-539-9797. First 10 texts signed, we will read on the air. It is Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Jeez, questions for you.
Sweet.
God, I love the people listening to this show. All right, we just simply asked, who do you want to win the Stanley Cup? Who do you want to win the NBA? Are you ready?
I am.
Sam in a car says Panthers and OKC. Dan says Florida and Indiana. Vince says I want the Panthers because I love that Canada can't win. I want OKC because I hate the Pacers. Robert says, I definitely want Indiana to win the NBA Finals and Florida to win the Stanley Cup. Harvey in New Baltimore says, the Edmonton Oilers because Canada hasn't won one in a while, and the Pacers because they are such big underdogs. Vernon Detroit says, I want Florida to win because America. I want OKC to win because Indiana is trash. Randy in Livonia says, Florida because screw Canada, and OKC because F the Pacers. Eric at work says, Edmonton and OKC, for the love of God, bring the cup back to Canada. J-Rad in Sterling Heights, Thunder and Panthers, I never root for Canadian teams in the playoffs. Jackie in a Bronco with the top down says, Cup, Florida, love ice hockey in Miami, NBA, OKC, screw the Pacers.
Gator, any thoughts on these votes?
Yeah, it's interesting, a lot of anti-Canadian sentiment here, which, I mean, look, it's hockey, we get it. But for me personally, I love Connor McDavid, love his talent, Draisaitl same way. These guys deserve to hoist the Stanley Cup. They're too good not to. And I'd love to see Edmonton knock off Florida. Plus, Tkachuk is so irritating, and they just won. Florida just won the cup. Do we need to see Florida win another one? Does Miami deserve to hoist another Stanley Cup? I mean, really?
Those people have such a long, storied, painful history with NHL hockey.
Yeah, and I'm not sure which benefits the Red Wings more if you're into the Sam Bennett sweepstakes. Does it benefit them more if Florida wins? So then Sam Bennett can say, well, I won two Stanley Cups. I can move on and do what I want to do. Or if they lose, does it make him hungry and say, I'm going to come. I'm coming back. We're all coming back. We're going to go win this thing again. I don't know. And Sam Bennett and others, because they have a number of free agents, really good free agent players, they're going to hit the market. And it's you're just looking at a team like that. It's a really good hockey team. Edmonton's really good with all the top-end talent. It should be a fun series to watch like it was last year. I hope it's a great series.
Okay. The total on the 10 techs, 8 votes for Florida, 2 votes for Edmonton. And the NBA, 4 votes for Indiana, 6 votes for OKC.
Surprised it wasn't more lopsided for OKC, given that we don't like the Pacers.
Well, I guess we doesn't include, only include 60% of the first 10 people that text.
This is true.
I'm rooting for Edmonton. I the whole Canada thing's a little funny.
Yeah. But it's been things since 1993 that they won the Stanley
Cup. It's kind of funny. But I don't really, it's not like, I mean, I got Canadian relatives. I love Canadians. Canadians are awesome. And there, I don't like have.
Canadians are being unfairly attacked right now, too. So
you don't say.
Yeah, so it doesn't bother
In the meantime,
terribly.
Edmonton is, there's nothing, I can't think of one thing to dislike about Edmonton. It's probably good for the league for Connor McDavid.
Like, McDavid's not a jerk.
No.
He's a determined, dogged competitor. Draisaitl's amazing. You know, they got other players on that team that are worth watching. It's unfortunate then that Hyman got hurt.
Hyman, yeah.
Yeah, former Michigan player. Cool he was a really good playoff performer. Really good playoff performer.
All right, Gator authorities in India have arrested a man for trying to smuggle dozens of rare reptiles, including venomous snakes, into the country. The Indian citizen who's returning from Thailand was stopped by custom officials at the airport in Mumbai City on Sunday. 47 venomous vipers were concealed in the man's checked luggage.
What?
Yep. This was literally snakes on a plane.
How does this I mean, thank God they stopped them. But what goes through somebody's mind transporting any venomous snake illegally? I mean, Kang collects. Hey, is there some crazy market for the vipers out there?
Listen, it's Kang collects, not Kang smuggles.
Okay.
All right, so
fair enough.
We stay away from this.
In the post, they said they'd seized 3 spider-tailed horned vipers, 5 Asian leaf turtles, and 44 Indonesian pit vipers from the passenger.
From my vast career as a serpentologist.
Is that a real thing?
Serpentologies, yes.
Nice.
No, but I love watching specials on snakes, and I'm terrified of snakes. But I'm absolutely fascinated by them.
Mm-hmm.
Pit vipers are very dangerous. Very freaking dangerous. I don't understand this. And then, okay, if they find, can you open your bag, sir? Like, how do you get to this point?
Well, apparently they were in his checked luggage, so they must have. I don't know. Was the bag moving when they saw it on the conveyor belt?
Well, the bag still has to. Doesn't it still have to get scanned of some kind?
It does. Do snakes show up?
Well, it's gonna be X-rayed, right?
Yep.
You got to see something there.
Yeah, I guess you'd probably see the snakes. All of the snakes.
40, how many? 7?
47.
Let alone the other reptiles that he had in there.
Pretty incredible.
That is absolutely terrifying.
Yes, it is. And somewhere there were a bunch of innocent passengers that had these things.
Oh, my God.
Could you imagine if they got out? Start slithering around the plane.
If only it was a movie that showed something like that.
Did you ever see that movie?
I tried.
You tried to watch snakes on a plane?
I tried. I couldn't do it. I was too scared.
Really? Dude, I thought you were going to say it was too bad.
No, I watched, I think, the first half hour of that thing, and I'm like, nope, can't do it. Can't do it. Because snakes creep me out. And I don't ever want to think of that scenario. You're trapped in a, you know, giant flying Tylenol up in the air, and next thing you know, there's snakes on a plane. That is a nightmare scenario.
Kang, did you ever see snakes on a plane?
The movie? No, yeah. I haven't actually.
Have you ever seen snakes on a plane?
Not literally, no.
Okay, all right, gotcha.
Thank God.
Sure, because you did ask the movie, and I was, well, if he's looking for
well, you know,
distinction, then maybe he has seen snakes on a plane.
Yeah, I remember years ago, before we were an all sports station, we had a, when I was a producer back in the day, this is probably in the late 90s, there was an animal talk show that was on the station. The guys would come in on the weekend. The guys were awesome, great guys. And answering any questions you had about pets or whatever. And this, so they did like some publicity photos. One of the guys brought his dog, which was like a whippet that he had, cute little dog, like a miniature greyhound type looking thing. Awesome dog. And the other guy had this giant yellow boa or python, whatever it is. The you know, the yellow and white, mm-hmm. but it's a, this was a big snake, like a 10-foot snake that he had all over him, right? And the picture that was taken, the dog's face is terrified
of the snake.
Right? Yeah. And the snake is just kind of, you know, over the other guy's shoulders. But during the photo shoot, the snake apparently bit, not the dog, but bit the other guy in the face.
No way.
In the face. He was fine. But nonetheless, he got nipped by this snake. I'm like, are you kidding me? Oh, hell no.
I got sweaty palms with you just talking about this.
And then they would do the show on the weekends. And I was producing the show that was either on before or afterwards. And they'd always come in. And one guy always brought snakes with him. He's like, you want to touch this one? Like, I actually do because I'm fascinated by it. And if it wasn't venomous, of course I would. You go touch it. It just feels like a leather handbag, but it's warm. And you don't expect that. You might think they're slimy and they're not. And it was just all types of weird. But then I heard the story about the photo shoot. I'm like, oh, hell no.
Well, Gator, in honor of the Tigers losing last night, not wanting to dwell on it, and it being National Cheese Day, I have a bunch of cheese questions from the listeners to fire at you, and we will get to them next. Hey, FanDuel is the best place for all your favorite player props. And now you can make the smarter play with new performance trends. Want to see if a guy is hitting that over consistently, or maybe they've been flirting with a potential triple-double. Get the latest stats right inside the app and see who's heating up. Once game starts, hey, look, some people really like the same-game parlays, and you can do live prop bets for same-game parlays. I'm not a big same-game parlay guy. But if you haven't joined yet, here's something I would take advantage of. New customers that go to FanDuel.com/Doug to join today, you get $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So join today, put $5 in your account, find a heavy favorite, bet them on the money line. Hopefully you get the win, and then you get the $200 in bonus bets to play with however you want. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. The first online real money wager, only $5. First deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Doug Hirsch, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Let's go to Brandon in Northville. You're on 97.1. Hello, Brandon.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thank you.
Good. I just wanted to add to I think the Panthers should win. I think we should keep tradition alive with the Oilers losing, because I think Corey Perry needs to appear in his sixth playoff and lose another fifth one.
So, is it six finals?
He's been to it six times. He won it with Anaheim in 2007, I believe, and he's lost it every year since. He's been with the Stars, the Lightning, the Canadiens, and now maybe twice with the Oilers.
And you're not a fan, huh?
No, I'm a fan. No, nothing wrong with the guy at all. He's the NHL bad boy nowadays, but keep tradition alive, right?
I guess. I mean,
Brandon, it sounds like you're holding the grudge.
Yeah, it kind of does.
No, nothing wrong with him. I mean, he did whatever he did with the Blackhawks with whatever happened there. It's kind of nice to see him have success, you know, 2 years in a row, which is great. But it'd be cool to see Florida go back-to-back. But, I mean, let's have him lose for a fifth time.
It's nothing personal. And then every time he talks about it, it sounds like it's very personal.
Like personal, yeah.
No, I don't have anything against him. But let's see him lose again. So do you have something against him? No. But wouldn't it? Yeah, let's see him lose.
Yeah, he doesn't have to win anymore.
Hey, teach their own.
Sure.
We're not involved. You can root for your team. I mean, I might just try and figure out if there's a profit boost that makes me want to make a bet or something.
You've got Canadian roots here.
Yeah.
You ever heard of Haile Barry, Temiskaming Shores, Canada?
Haile Barry, Temiskaming Shores?
Yeah. It's this.
Is that in Alberta?
If it is, you're amazing. As I scroll out. No, it looks to be, it's like the border of Quebec and Ontario.
Ontario, yeah. No, I've never heard of it.
It's north and east of Sudbury.
No.
That's apparently where he's from.
Okay. And it's one name, Haile Barry, Temiskaming Shores?
It listed, the Google thing said Haile Barry, Temiskaming Shores, and then there's a city of Haile Barry, but Temiskaming Shores is also right there. So I don't know. It's weird.
Not Haile Barry or Haile.
Haile Barry.
Not Haile Barry.
But it's Haile Barry. Yeah. Haile Barry.
All right. Let's get to these cheese questions.
Yeah,
it's national cheese questions. I asked you if you wanted the questions ahead of time. Gator is the station's. I'm going to go ahead and call him the station's cheese expert. From an unnamed texter, Gator, how do you feel about cheese on chicken sandwiches? I feel it's disgusting, but it's the thing in the South, and it's a huge thing.
Well, if you're talking like a fried chicken sandwich, I typically would throw cheese on any kind of sandwich. I'm not against it. But I think if you're going to do it, you have to be careful with how much cheese you put on. Because I kind of agree, cheese and chicken are... If I'm going to do it, it's going to be maybe a white cheese.
It's really weird. Now that I think about it, I can't remember. I don't do this. I don't get cheese on my chicken sandwiches. And when I make them.
Not typically.
No, but if I'm making chicken sandwiches like on the grill or whatever, I don't.
Swiss could go nicely with it.
Could, but
I think more of the white cheese than the yellow cheese.
Why does Limburger cheese smell so bad, Gator?
It's just the aging process.
I thought it was because it was made of feet.
It's not.
Okay.
No. Nor is head cheese made from somebody's head.
No.
As far as we know.
We found out Georgia Jimmy used to work in a meat processing plant and made head cheese.
Oh, boy.
It's like cow tongue and other
stuff
mixed together in a soup that gets poured into a bag. It then gets laid flat on a tray and put into... a freezer where it congeals.
Yeah, they add coagulants to it. congealing, whatever you want to say.
Well, that sounds
just
better.
Just delicious. Yeah, right.
Daniel in Clinton Township, what is the best cheese combination for homemade mac and cheese?
That's a great question. Yeah, I think you got to go with at least two, and probably maybe even maybe three cheeses. Gruyere, I think, is a solid start to go with. Mm-hmm. Gouda is another one to throw in there. And then the third, maybe some kind of a lighter cheddar. I mean, I don't think you want to go with something sharp necessarily, but definitely with Gruyere and Gouda. Start with that.
Okay.
But yeah, throw your own in there, whatever you want to shred up and mix in.
Why does Swiss cheese have holes and how does it get them?
I believe it has something to do with the process of the cheese making and they're with the acids and enzymes that are in there. I think it ends up leaving like holes and pockmarks in.
I thought mice ate the holes in them.
That's not what happens. Doc.
What's the ideal number of holes in Swiss cheese, Gator?
In a slice? How big's a slice?
You're talking about standard slice. I don't know what the measurements are for that.
I think three, but you don't want them to be too big.
Okay. What's the Swiss with the tiny little? It's got like
baby Swiss?
Yeah, the baby Swiss. Do you like that?
Yes. Yeah. Very much so.
I thought you would.
Baby Swiss has character, I think. You know, there's more to talk about.
Next.
And because the holes are so tiny, when you bite into a sandwich, you're not like missing it. Like your tooth doesn't go shooting through the hole of the big slice of Swiss cheese. You got these tiny holes.
Next one. How many times has Gator cut the cheese live on the air? That's from Alex in St. Clair Shores.
Live?
Yep.
It's not often. I would say probably less than three. I can't even remember a time I've
might be
on the air.
Might be new to the show. We have a policy here.
Doug and I have a policy.
Yep. I don't know how the other shows work.
Yeah.
But we have a policy. And I would say for me it's less than 10. And it's usually a mistake.
But not on the air. Have you let some sweetness go on the air?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, like all I right. said. But we've been doing the show for 18 years.
It's true.
So it's going to happen.
Yeah. Like I said, I think it's happened, but for me, probably less than three.
We try not to.
Yeah.
Because there's no escape, man. And if there had to be, then one of us had to do the show solo, and nobody's in favor of that.
No, so. No. We usually walk out of the studio, let it fly there.
Mm-hmm. All right, BetOnline AG just came out with some college football point spreads. Are you ready?
I am.
Okay. What do you think the point spread is for Michigan at Oklahoma?
Let me just X that out so I don't look at it.
Oh, okay.
Michigan at Oklahoma?
Yep.
I would guess Oklahoma's home.
Yep.
But they like the action on Michigan. Michigan minus 5.5.
Oklahoma's a 1.5-point favorite.
Okay. Yep. I don't know much about Oklahoma this year. Yet.
Michigan at Michigan State.
Michigan minus 13.5.
Michigan is an 8.5-point favorite okay. for that one. Ohio State at Michigan.
Michigan minus 1.5.
Ohio State minus 5.5.
Wow. Okay, I'm terrible at this today.
It's okay.
Completely unprepared for college football. Good thing it's only June.
Yep. How about Texas A&M at Notre Dame?
Notre Dame minus 3.5.
Notre Dame minus 7. Mm. Alabama at Georgia.
Georgia minus 6.5.
Georgia minus 4.
That's getting better.
Yep. Oregon at Penn State.
Penn State's got the quarterback back.
Yeah.
They got what? Amali Aiva? Is there going to Oregon?
Yep.
Or is he at UCLA? I get them all confused.
He's at Oregon. No, he's at UCLA, isn't he?
Yeah, so the kid from Detroit.
It's the kid from Detroit, yeah.
I will go Penn State minus 5.5.
Penn State minus 4. You're doing pretty well.
Getting better.
Yep. Are there any more here? Texas at Georgia.
Well, let me tell you. Texas.
God, this game is a Keith Jackson game. It's such a Keith Jackson game.
It's Georgia, though. So Georgia's at home.
Yep.
It's going to be Georgia favored by 4.5.
By 2.5. It's okay. It's quite all right. So there are just some of the couple other local. Michigan's a 1.5-point favorite at USC and a 3-point favorite at Nebraska.
So they're at USC.
Yep. Dude, look, this schedule.
Looking forward to that?
Yeah. I mean, at Oklahoma, at USC, at Nebraska, at Northwestern, played at Wrigley Field. And the other two are at Michigan State and at Maryland.
Yeah, so you got to play at a dump, and then you... kidding, a cathedral of Major League Baseball. that game's going to be great when they actually move into the new digs in Northwestern.
Oh, dude, that stadium looks... stadium looks amazing, and you'll be able to purchase balloons. There's a guy playing a ukulele, people sitting around on hay bales outside.
Is there a calliope?
I think there's a place to ice skate.
There should be.
Yeah. So
year round.
Dude, it looks fantastic.
And
cotton candy.
And a chrome bean.
You think they're going to put one of those too?
Why not? They have one in Chicago. Why not bring it up to Evanston?
Sure. All right. Rico Beard has sauntered into the studio and on deck. Hi, Rico.
Gentlemen, how you doing?
We're doing good.
So I guess I missed the party.
What? Oh,
I got caught in the hallway, so sorry I'm late.
It's quite all right. What do you got planned coming up next?
Well, Ryan Day says that he wants at least 4 Big Ten teams guaranteed in the college football playoff. Question is, why?
Yeah.
And Stanley Cup getting ready to start. And I guess really kind of just the level of interest, who you're rooting for, and why is it that the NHL just can't market themselves.
Well, maybe Connor McDavid getting a Stanley Cup will help.
I mean, having a week off between games is
kind of
ridiculous.
I hate this stuff. I
was just like, wait, Kenny, it's not over. He's like, hasn't started yet. I'm like, oh. I'm like,
have a great show. Stay safe, everyone, and treat each other with respect. 97.1.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.